Okay.
It's colon day at the Family Man Show.
It's colon day.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, the viewers can't see me, but you can, and maybe you can hear me. I'm wearing a mask for the safety of our listeners.
You need to cover your nose.
I can't because it fogs up my glasses. Yes. Actually, I'm not going to keep doing that because it's just a big pain. But you know, I don't know if it drives you nuts, but this perceived feeling of safety is like driving me crazy. You know, they do things that there's no way it can be doing anything good or bad, but they do it for the perception so we feel safer. Actually, I was just driving by, and I'm not going to say this whole thing because I don't know, some parents might not like it, but I was driving by a bowling alley. So at a bowling alley, you primarily touch, you know, the bowling balls. And so the big sign out front says, "We sanitize our," and I'm thinking, why would they want to sanitize that? And then I'm like, oh, it's a bowling alley. But I thought, is that a joke or what? So I don't know. So anyway, I just wanted
a new low here.
new low. Exactly. So anyway, I just wanted you to feel safe as you listen to this. But I should ask you, how are things going down there, Scott? You're probably closer to a hot spot than I am.
Things keep breaking.
Yeah? What have you broken now?
Well, my family's been complaining of running out of hot water for days, and I keep thinking, no, we just run too much stuff. We have the dishwasher and the clothes washer and four people taking showers and all
that's a good time. Dad first defense.
Yeah, and
first blame it on the users. That's what I would do. Go ahead.
Now this morning my wife said, "You want the good news or the bad news?" And I'm like, "I don't want any bad news."
There is no good or bad news, just news.
Yeah, exactly. Then my daughter was apparently taking a shower this morning, and it was the only thing running, and she ran out of hot water before the end of her shower. So looks like we might be shopping for a new hot water heater. I don't know.
Did you go down and check it?
No, I don't know anything about them.
Just to make sure you're not like pouring. She did have water pressure though, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when they go, they like let all the water out of
it. Yeah, no, yeah. And that's what I was expecting to happen would be that the water would all leak out the bottom. But apparently just the heating element can go and, you know.
I see.
And who knows what else? I don't know how anything works.
Well, it's always something.
Yes, it is.
It's always something. Well, in fact, I forgot to tell you last week. You know, I said my family was here at Lake Wawasee, the lake right near us, for a week of family vacation. They have all left now and we can all breathe a sigh of relief. It was a lot of fun. Kids had a lot of fun, but it's like detoxing afterwards because my kids are like, I don't know if you feel this way when you and your family go on vacation, but like my kids don't want to be told what to do, you know, afterwards. They're like, they've had this freedom that they don't normally have all the time. And so they're like, they look at you like, you want me to go to bed when, you know, like there's no way. But last week, right when we were getting ready to leave one night, we were with my parents and Jed, he caught this fish and you know, it was a bass, probably, I don't know, 12 inches long. And he was holding up, I was going to take a picture and somebody hit his fishing pole, which made him drop the fish. And he went to grab it and he had a lure. It was like a worm that had artificial worm with a couple hooks on it. And he caught the hook in his thumb.
Ow.
And I knew right away, it was like, that it went in deep. You know, I mean, it was embedded in, there was no way we could pull it out. So we cut the line real quick. And of course it was on the weekend. So the med stat was closed. I had to take him to the emergency room where they sent me a picture. You can see me, but I guess they numbed it and they had to push it out the other side. Ooh. So you can see it going into his thumb and out of his thumb. And I'm like, oh man, that's going to cost a fortune.
Well, what's stupid is, you know, it's going to cost a fortune for what you could have done yourself. Cause it, like, you'd think they're medical professionals. Can't they figure out another way? I mean, like, I can say, yeah, duh, it looks like we're gonna have to shove it all the way through. Can't they do something? They went to med school for all those years.
Yeah.
Well, we can numb it and shove it all the way through. Great. I could have done that for free.
Yeah, but my son wouldn't have let me push it all the way through, probably.
I know.
And I wouldn't have blamed. I would have done it myself. I think so. Because he said it was kind of poking up. And then, so that's when we went to Florida. We went to Florida the next morning. And then we told our other kids, don't get hurt. Don't do anything dangerous. And of course, Caleb, you know, the next day, he sends us a picture. And he tried to do a backflip off the pier and he landed on his back on the edge of the pier, scraped it up. And then 2 days later or the next day, he was getting out of the water and he slipped and he caught it, the back of his arm on something sharp. And I mean, he had a gash that was 5 inches long. It was deep and bad. And my sister, who's a nurse, she super glued it together. But I'm like, oh man, this is going to be an expensive weekend.
Wow.
That's no fun. So we're all good now. Everybody's healing, and so we're good, and we're getting back to normal. But that's what I thought we'd talk about, Scott. I thought we'd talk about taking care of business, for dads taking care of business. And for all our listeners, all the dads, we've had a little change since last week, because normally I'd say, hey, let's play that music. Taking care of business. Da-da-da. I don't know what the next words are, but you probably do.
Okay, we're not allowed to sing them anyway.
You can't sing them even?
I wouldn't push it.
So we were warned by the powers that be. They shut us down because they said we had some copyrighted material on. And so Scott went and erased all but 75 episodes, I think.
Something like that.
Something like that. And so we were down for a little while. We're back up. I don't know. So we can't even allude to any songs anymore. So just forget that I even sang, I did a poor rendition of that song, but taking care of business. But because I've been thinking about it, because I didn't announce it last week, but yesterday I had my second colonoscopy, Scott.
Ooh.
I've got two under my belt.
Why?
It's a badge of honor.
Was it just so much fun the first time?
No, but even though, man, you sleep good. I mean, it is a good sleep. But last time I went 3 years ago, actually, it was about 3.5 years ago now, there was a polyp there, and it was a pretty good sized polyp. And they, of course, cut it out, and it was zero recovery. I mean, it was just, you know, a drowsy day. And so they said, hey, we'd like to see you back in 3 years. And so 3 years later, they said, everything looks normal. So you're looking good. And I even looked at the pictures, you know, of your colon. But what I was struck by, because
it's even clear, you looked at the pictures of your colon, not mine.
Yes. No, no. What did I say?
You said, I looked at the pictures of your colon.
Oh, no, my colon, not Scott's colon. A man's colon should be kept in his own family.
There are no pictures of mine, and okay, God willing, there won't be.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's what we're going to talk about, Scott. Huh?
I should cut all this out, man. This is disturbing. We don't talk about
this. No, this is the best part. This is my lead-in.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
It's colon day at the Family Man Show.
It's colon day. What was I going to say?
All you homeschoolers can pretend that we're just talking about English grammar and punctuation.
That's right. No, but what was striking to me, because, I said, I can remember saying last time, and you could tell the doctor cared little about me this time, because I was coming out of it, because I mean, it is so fast. You can't even believe it. The whole procedure. I think I left like at 9 o'clock in the morning from like the little, you know, room where they get you ready. They wheel me back. I was back by 9:20. So it didn't take very long. And that's when I was waking up. And I can remember laying on the table talking to this lady who was going to give me this anesthesia through the little port in my hand. And I said, have you given it to me yet? And she goes, no, I haven't. And I said, well, I'm going to try to resist it. She goes, go ahead. She goes, no one can. And she goes, she said it acts fast, like it, but it wears off real fast too. So, I mean, it's a good thing too, because you see this, like this cable thing that looks like, you know, has the camera, I assume, on the end, and it's pretty long, and it's sitting there on this table, and you're thinking, where is that going?
Yeah.
You know? And so I can just see her. She kind of turns it on and I can feel it just putting, going into my, and I said, oh, it burns a little bit. She goes, oh, it does just a hair, and it wasn't anything. It just, you could tell it was going in. And I mean, I couldn't have counted to six. And then I ended up back in the other room. And the first thing I knew was the doctor, I think he was pushing my shoulder, and he goes, you awake, man? And he goes, you're normal. And then he left. And that's all I remember.
You didn't give you a cigarette or anything?
No. I can remember the time. Exactly. I can remember the time before, though. I mean, he kind of hung around. He said, oh, you know, we found a polyp. We got it out. And I asked him, I said, now, would that have turned cancerous? Would that have turned into cancer? And he said, I think I could say safely that in your lifetime, now that's a long time, or, you know, he said that it would have become cancerous. What I found kind of striking was that it's not there anymore. I mean, so there's not that. And, you know, you got lots of your body that can get cancer. But I thought, it's amazing how detectable and treatable this colon cancer is. And colon cancer wipes, you know, kills a lot of people. I just want to say, dads who are 50 or above, if you haven't had one, you should do it. It's not that big a deal. I mean, I know I probably wouldn't have been real excited to have it done. I wasn't, but it's no big deal. I mean, it's just no big deal. And it can, you know, if it prolongs, you know, the time with your family when they need you here, that's a good thing. You know, and we don't have to be afraid of everything. You know, there are probably other tests you could have done on everything, but this is one, you know, they recommend. So it's not a bad idea. So if you've been putting it off, which I know some of you have, which I don't blame you, just make an appointment and go take care of it. On the side note too, like, we have to pay for ours. I mean, it's not like our insurance covers it. And if you search around, you can find some places that are very reasonable. If you live in Northern Indiana or near there, I can give you the one of ours. And I mean, it's really, you know, it's affordable. But if you just go to your local hospital and ask them how much it costs, it'll blow you away. You'll be surprised.
So you went to like Harry's colonoscopies and
Harry's colonoscopies. Come on in, folks.
Harry's colonoscopies and creamy whip.
Yes. Something like that. Yes. Don't go there. Don't go there. But I was thinking along with that, you know, because there are some things dads don't want to do, but they just need to. They need to take care of business. So if you're 50 or older, you need to take care of business. In fact, Scott, how old are you now?
I'm pushing 50.
Okay. I would think that we could even like maybe take you. We could FaceTime this, Scott. If you,
yeah, that'd be fun.
You know, go right there.
I'll just leave my phone on while I pass out. You guys can monitor and see if they do anything they're not supposed to.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sure they talk and they're like, whoa, would you look at this? In fact, I wanted to take a marker and say, no photos.
I could just take a microphone and take my little recorder in there and turn it on, and they wouldn't even know.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I thought, you know, maybe this, during this time, we just talk about some other things that we dads kind of need to take care of, you know, whether it's like I had a talk with my younger boys because, you know, it's been summer, and really I thought, you know, we've gotten out of the habit of reading our Bibles during the summer. During the school year, it's easier, but I just reminded my boys last night again that, hey, I really want to make sure that you're in your Bible every day. So you need to do that. I'm saying that to myself as well, because when you're busy, it's easy to get out of that habit. And even my older boys, I'm in my head concocting an email to my married sons. And, you know, just to remind them of the importance of being in His Word and guarding ourselves, because, you know, and those aren't fun conversations to have. Not fun, like always bad, but I think as dads, we need to take care of business, because those would be easier to just assume everything's okay, everything's all right. you know? And so Dad, if you, maybe you've kind of gotten behind or lax in reading your Bible and being in God's word, because it is important, because you can't pass on all that stuff that you're supposed to do when you rise up and lay down and walk along the path if you're not putting it in your heart first. Maybe it's something else though. Maybe it's your marriage, that your wife just feels not very loved right now, that she feels like you're not very attentive or not as you once were when you tried. Dad's got to take care of business. I mean, it's up to you. She's counting on you to love her as you said you would. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something broken, like a hot water heater. I know sometimes for me, I don't get right on it. You know, I'm kind of like, oh yeah, we'll take care of that. And then, you know, we go for a month without any hot water or without whatever, just because it felt overwhelming to me. It is overwhelming. I mean, I don't know about you, Scott, but are you the kind of guy who will, like, today, will you just tackle it and take care of it?
No. I will leave it up to my wife to figure out, and she likes to jump in and take care of those things sometimes.
So. You know, and my wife does too. My wife loves to, I mean, if something breaks within 15 minutes, there's another one ordered on Amazon, you know, yeah. But sometimes it becomes overwhelming to her. And maybe you've heard this, Scott, from, you know, you have a capable wife, but maybe sometimes you hear this, I just like you to handle it.
Well, and there's a whole host of things that are just automatically assumed that I, A, know how to take care of, and B, will take care of, and C, get in trouble when I don't. So I still haven't figured out where that list is of those things, but it's somewhere. Right. You know, it's right. Kind of like the blue jobs and the pink jobs. Like,
right.
I have no idea which ones I actually am required to do, but
yeah,
there's a list somewhere, man.
And really, we're required kind of to know what it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't get to go, oh, I didn't know this is not one. And usually I think our wife, you know, wives, when they start to, you know, have that conversation where you can tell they're getting escalated, that they want us to handle it, even if we don't know anything about it.
I know my wife will tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, nope, this is your job, Scott. Take care of it.
That's good. That's good. But if you got one of those jobs, Dad, that needs to be handled, handle it. Or maybe it's, you know, just there's not enough money coming in and you keep talking about it and your wife keeps feeling it. Dad, it's your job to bring it in. Whether you like the job or don't like the job, or whether it's demeaning or not demeaning, it's up to us to be the dad, you know, to take care of business. Or maybe it's just other family stuff. Maybe it's a conversation that needs to take place. And again, I don't like those conversations. I hate those conversations. But I feel like as a family, as our family grows in size, as we add other people, I've got this feeling that we're going to have some more of those conversations, and that somehow this dad is going to have to be the one who goes, hey, everybody, we need to have a little talk, you know, and say, hey, I know somebody... some hurtful things were said. We need to get it out in the open. And it probably won't be very fun, but it will be good afterwards, because those family things that kind of fester, they never get better on their own. They never get better on their own. So, do you have anything to say, Scott?
No, my cats were chasing each other, so I had muted myself. The little one is terrorizing the big one, and it put up with 3 years of terror from the dog we had, you know.
So you can tell patient. It's a good show when Scott goes into the other mode of here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Just looking for stuff I can throw at the little one, but it's fast, man. Anyway.
Well, we're sorry to interrupt you.
Hey, no problem. I had nothing brilliant to add there.
Okay. Well, hey, we're not out of time, but we're just about out of time, I guess. I want to pray for another dad, though, and I feel a little in the dark. His name is Andy. He's a family man. He's followed us for a while, been on the team. I heard that, because he also goes to my church, that he had a surgery yesterday, and in his words, he was diagnosed with cancer. I'm not sure. It could have been colon, actually. It was like in stage 4, and they were doing a procedure yesterday. And he said it's super high risk. It's high risk with high reward. But I haven't heard from him, and he's still a young dad. But I thought maybe we should pray for Andy, because I know his family needs him and would like him around some more. He knows where he's going. He doesn't seem to be afraid, which I'm hope I can say that when I have to go, that I don't act like a scaredy cat. But let's pray for him now. Father, I just pray for Andy. I don't even know how the surgery went, but I'm still asking for the best possible outcome. I pray that his recovery would be strong. I pray for his family, that they would not be afraid. I pray for him that he would be trusting in you, as it sounds like he is. And I pray on behalf of all the other dads that you would just maybe give this dad some more time on earth with his family. And we just pray that your peace that passes all understanding would be felt by them all. And I pray for us dads who maybe have just a normal day today, or maybe some little nuisance thing that's bothering us. I pray that we would not get bogged down in it. I pray for Jason, whose son Samuel, that we've prayed for several times, has brain cancer and who's going to die soon. I pray that you would give them precious days and remind us to pray for them. Give Jason and his family strength and peace and assurance. And Father, I pray for, again, for us dads who might need to do something to take care of business. I pray that you would not let us forget about it. And that if we need to do it today, that it would get done today. If we need to make an appointment, we would do it right now. Or if we need to fix something, we would start that process now. If we need to have a not fun conversation, help us to begin that right away. And we thank you that you're patient with us. We thank you that you give us an example and that you don't wait. And we just, I pray again that you would help us to be open with one another, that we'd have other dads in our lives that we can encourage and they can encourage us. We pray all this in your name. Amen. Well, Dad, have a great weekend. We're heading over to this weekend for a one-day live event in Iowa, Ankeny, Iowa, which is, I think, over by Des Moines. It's a homeschool event called Connect with Homeschool Iowa. If you're somewhere in the vicinity and maybe, again, find yourself or your wife finds herself homeschooling this year and like, I don't know what to do, this would be a great event. There's going to be just a few vendors who will have some books they can look at and some hands-on stuff and get lots of advice. And they can come and hear me as I give them some encouragement. Hey, I've had 5 months of bottled up encouragement inside me, so it's going to come out in full force. So maybe you can join us this Saturday, the 8th, in Ankeny, Iowa. I think it's at Faith Bible Baptist Church or a school. You can find more information on the Homeschool Iowa website. But if you don't, have a great weekend with your family and do something summery, because we're still in the we still have another month of summer. Refuse to let it go, and refuse to let it go because you did that.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.